Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com and an amazing offer to Keystone Kickoff listeners only. Go to our app and you could enter to win a free RV for the weekend of the Ball State game. And if you don't have the app, you simply download Keystone Sports. We're going to be announcing our winner in a couple weeks, so be sure you enter right away. And if you want more information, you could always call Mark at 800-519-8467. I am Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr. T. Frank, we went with Christian Driver in quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to be looking at a couple more commits. How about we start with K.J. Winston?
That's a good place to start. Really good football player.
He is. Now, he's listed as a three-star safety. And what's been interesting to me in this year of COVID, where players haven't had a lot of games on tape, there haven't been a lot of camps, there's been a lot of different variation on rankings of players.
Yep.
In the last year or two, if you were a Penn State fan, you saw a three-star player, you were quick to say, this is probably a second or third choice. K.J. Winston, he is not a plan B or C kind of guy, is he?
No, I wouldn't say so. The one thing I will give a caveat to is that the other thing that we don't have, and this is a large part of that, is the testing numbers. So guys can look fast on film, and it's relative to the guys they're playing around. Or they can look fast on film, and they play at a game speed that's very fast, but then you don't really know the metrics on a lot of guys. So that would be the one caveat I'd say, is that is probably what's driving a lot of the confusion, is that that does determine some of these things. And a guy, K.J. Winston, is an explosive athlete, but we don't really know his speed. I don't have any firm testing numbers on him. So that would be the one thing that, as much as I really like him on film, when you play in the secondary, you do need to have speed, or else it does limit your upside as a football player. And I think he's fast. And I think based on what I've seen on film, he's fast. But I don't have anything to confirm that.
Well, he plays for DeMath, a pretty big program in the D.C. area. I would assume that they play some pretty good competition. So if he's game fast with that competition, it's probably a pretty good bet he is fast.
Yeah, I'd say so. And that's where, you know, I'm confident in my evaluation. But I always, so this is where I try to always put an out clause in of there is room for me to be wrong about this stuff, because it's an inexact science. And without the sciencey part, without the testing numbers, I can't be 100% sure that he is the superstar that he could be based on his football skills and what I like about him, because there's so much that I like about K.J. Winston.
Well, let's start with this. He's a pretty big kid. He's 6'2", about 200 pounds, and he's already a pretty good tackler and pretty physical, right?
Oh, that's an understatement. This dude lays the lumber. I would say, and I'm not the only person that's made this comparison, imagine if Marcus Allen, the safety from a couple years ago, was a little more explosive. If he had a little more pop behind him, that's what you're getting in K.J. Winston, of a guy who's a downhill thumper of a safety and with good range. So he's got a good burst to the football, and when he arrives in proper tackling form. He lowers his shoulder, and he drives his feet through people. He's not throwing shoulders. He is absolutely a tackling monster with a huge upside and potential as an enforcer in the run game. So that's one of the first things you see, is that he can play in the box. And this is from a couple of different alignments that he can do this. He played in the box. He's not at all shy about sticking his nose into the pile. And he can also fill from a deep safety position, because DeMatha played a pretty I'd say, professional level of defense where they run a cover one, cover three system. So he's got to be that deep safety a lot of the time. And if he's not, he is a box linebacker, essentially. So you see a good bit of translatable skills and translatable positional alignment on his tapes. That's a good thing.
So explain to me how that translates to his collegiate career and the ability to play both safety positions.
So it just shows a diversity of skill sets of he is able to play that. And the one thing I'd say is it's tough for a deep free safety to really get any action and show range during a high school football game because most quarterbacks are not threatening deep down the field. They're not going to be threatening the seams of a defense because most offenses in high school, they're run heavy. They're kind of just, we're learning the fundamentals of football, and the best thing we can do is put the ball in our athlete's hands at the snap and let him go run. So there's not a ton of watching KJ Winston break on balls from the deep safety position. But in general, that's more of a preventative measure. You're not asking that guy to be Earl Thomas for the most part, where he can make plays from that position. It's about cleaning up things from that deep free safety position. But then, you know, it's not like he's just sitting there running to the ball and not doing anything. He also is active in the box quite a bit. So you can see how he fits into what teams will want of him in the future as a safety. So that, I mean, it's a long way of saying you get to see him in a variety of situations, and he succeeded in all of those situations. I did not find any overt weaknesses in his game on tape. He is a really good player technically from the slot, from the box, and from deep, and he does all of those things. So it's really impressive to watch.
It's obvious you're very high on him. What are his areas that he does need to improve, though?
I want to see more of him in the man situations. I want to see a little more from him to see what the upper end of his skills are when it comes to his ability to cover in the slot. I think it's very good, and he has ball production and anticipation. And if you want to see that stuff, if you want to actually like physically see it, you can check out his scouting profile, Blue White Illustrated, on YouTube. But the other area that I'd say is I want to know if he's going to be one of those guys that comes in for those heavy hits in the run game and then misses. There were some missed tackles as a sophomore, and with him, I had to go back to his sophomore film to see enough to get a good read. And then as a junior, he improved at that. But we only had a couple of games to watch as a junior. So what's the overall profile as far as his area, his ability to break down in open space and make tackles? Because he is a big guy. He's 6'2". Sometimes those guys struggle if they're not elite athletes to be able to stop the ball in open space. So if he's a little stiff, if he's a little linear and explosive in one direction, it doesn't seem like that because of his man coverage skills, but, you know, just more evidence. I just want to see more evidence of him doing this over time to make you more confident about his skills. And I'm very confident about his skills. It's just now we're looking for the upper end of his abilities.
It's interesting, too, that we've got to remember with these players that most of the film of him is as a sophomore. Because there were only three games as a junior, it'll be interesting to see where he is then as a senior. All right, let's get to our last scouting report of the day, and that's Abdul Carter. He's either a 3- or 4-star linebacker, depending on what service you're looking at. Pretty big kid, 6'3", 6'4", 235-pound linebacker. What did you see with Abdul Carter?
This one, so I'll be completely transparent. Of all of the ones I've done this year, the one I feel like I'm just going to be wrong about is Abdul Carter, because he is the guy that we have the most firm testing numbers on. He did some testing at Penn State, and some of the inside numbers on him were really good. Ran a 4.5. So this is a guy who at that size is running like Micah Parsons and Brandon Smith and Curtis Jacobs and all those guys, and he's just as big as Parsons and as Smith is. So those are there. His explosive testing metrics are great, but from the game film, he doesn't play to that speed at all times. And that's really the hardest part, is what is that profile? What percentage of it is linebackers really hard and he didn't get a lot of coaching, most likely because of COVID last season. So he's just a little bit behind the eight ball on the mental processing part. And what part of it is the way he actually moves on the field limits his physical abilities? Because if you want to see what I'm talking about, he's got a really interesting running style. Like, he runs in a really funky way. That's the only way I can put it. So if you want to see it, go check out the profile, because it's hard to explain. I've never seen a guy who runs that fast who runs that way. So that is it, there's a lot of stuff clouding his physical talents on the field, but if you watch his highlight film, when he does it right, it is high four-star sort of abilities. And it's just the consistency at linebacker is really important. If you didn't watch football last year for Penn State, tell me, like, if you watched that season, tell me linebacker consistency isn't one of the most important things at the position. Because, yeah, you can have the highlight hits, and then you can miss three tackles. So I just want to see a little more consistency from him. But he was a junior at that position. I think from the mental aspect, he can get a lot better, and he will. I think he's a smart guy who isn't overly aggressive, so he's going to be a patient linebacker that can then explode once he reads the play. He just needs a little bit more sanding and refining as the guy who's reading and who is seeing confident what he sees, I think.
Well, I would describe that running style as lumbering, and it's hard to believe he's as fast as he is when you see that. But the other item that you hit on and I want to talk to you about is we use expressions like passive or not aggressive in reading a play, but I'm wondering if that's just indecision in reading the play, where it's seems like there's the happy feet instead of attacking a play. And is that just indecision, not reading a play well?
So there's balance to that. And that's where I think on his film, that's the nuance, is he does attack. So he does have plays where he is running to the football. He's confident in what he sees and he's making big plays. So it's not that he is incapable of it. I think he is a patient football player, but at times he's a little too patient. And to me, that's where I see, this is where you need to talk to the player. You need to know what he's being asked to do. You need to know what he's being coached. And if he's being coached to be that patient and say, hey, wait, let it declare and then go. If that's what he's being asked to do, then he's doing the job right. But I don't really know that, so it's more of a question to me. And because of all the other cloudy stuff, I can't really get a good determining factor on that. But I think as long as he learns to play a little bit faster, if all of those things happen a little bit quicker over time, he's going to turn into a really good linebacker that probably is better than most guys that are just aggressive, fly to the football sort of guys that will make mistakes because they're being too aggressive. I'd like a guy that's got that balance. He's just skewing a little bit too patient.
All right. Thanks very much on that, T. Frank. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to ask T. Frank. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.